All right, this is a special meeting of the Board of Emory County Commissioners. It's March 23rd, 2026, 11:30 a.m. We're at the Emory County Administration Building, 75 East Main Street, Castledale, Utah. And we're going to go into a meeting where we're discussing to receive public comment on reopening and amending the 2026 budget of the Emory County Local Building Authority in order to allow for 2026 proposed projects to be completed. So, what we've got is we had some money budgeted in the LBA previously, and we've had some other projects come along that we feel like need to be addressed this year in a timely manner. So, the proposal is to open up the budget and increase it by $300,000. Is that the right terms, Brenda?
Yeah, that's the right terminology.
Okay. For special projects. And do we want to talk just a little bit? We don't need to go into great detail, but we want to talk a little bit about some of those projects we're looking at.
Yeah, one of the projects is up at the sheriff's office. I'm trying to remember our agenda and the order it flowed, but was at sheriff's office. I think it was around $60,000, I want to say, for the building that he had mentioned in budget meeting, and it's for search and rescue and to help with their vehicles and equipment and such. Another project would be the Farron Library in Farron.
Okay.
That would be accessibility. And Desiree's here if she would like to say anything, if I miss anything.
Making like the landscaping, sorry,
landscaping and the accessibility
so
into
this
the building.
Is ADA stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
And we did get that grant last commission meeting, wasn't it? Of $10,000 that helped towards it.
So do we have an idea how much that's going to cost? You haven't got a bid yet on it.
So when we talked about it last fall, we were estimating about $180,000 for the whole project.
And then there was a discussion in that letter, too, of the 2-to-1 or something that the commission would come up with. I think I was thinking of 120. Do you remember what I said?
I'll have to look it up. I can't remember, but it was
120, 100,000.
Partially by the library.
Yeah, their funds and then these funds connecting.
This other grant,
so.
And all that's just for Farron Library.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, Chair. Brenda's had her hand up.
Oh, yeah.
So we had all this discussion back in budget time, and so I guess I'm confused as to why we're here again. But it really complicates things to move library things over to LBA, because LBA is kind of a whole separate situation. So we have to write separate checks. We have to do all that. So if we were going to do it, it's a whole lot easier accounting-wise and keeping track of everything if we were to do it through the county side of things.
Rather than through LBA.
Right.
Well, and kind of how we got here a little bit was there was a request or potential request with LBA, with libraries. I think the research monies, this is a good project from selling the lab and using some of that money for this project for the community. And so when we were going to bring that before LBA, and then we discussed and we were going to go through capital projects. But then in that discussion with the budget meeting, there were these other projects that were out there that we could use capital project funds with. And so then that's one reason why I'm kind of bringing it back to LBA and with this budget, because I think it'd be a good spending of monies and just to help with that building. We do own the libraries, and now the library does have its own taxing, that rate that's fund on our property taxes. But I think this would just be pretty good to supplement, because we have had several things in these libraries. They are coming to that point where things are breaking on them, and pipes and waters and things like that to come in. But that's why it's here and why I'm requesting on this. I think it was about 100,000 of the 300 for the Farron Library, and to do the xeriscaping, which I always just wanted to plant grass. But it has to be this year. we don't have a lot of water. Anyway, so.
It would still be a whole lot simpler if you approve the project and you just transfer them money, because you're not getting the whole picture of this.
What would be the process
because
there,
Brenda? Because you're going to be doing a lot bigger project, so you're going to have one third of it over here, and then you're going to have another two thirds of it in the library budget, so.
So can we just transfer from LBA to library?
Yeah, you'd still open and amend the budget because this is where the money is.
You still need to approve the money and do that, but I'm just requesting to make everyone's life simpler. You keep track of it all in one place.
So bring it from LBA into the county, into library fund from, okay. Sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah, I'd be okay with that. That would be easier.
Okay. Were there other things we were looking at?
There was the way station.
Yeah, the way station potentially in Farron to help with that project with the Ag Center over there. And that would be just with helping with the construction concrete situation is what I was thinking on that one. And I don't know the rough estimate on what it would cost for the construction.
So Farron's looking at putting some money into that?
I think so. Visiting with a couple people and a city councilman over there, they would like some help from the county because this would be a county use. And I mentioned to them they needed to somehow get a, they need to make sure that they can pay when you use it. So if I were to bring, let's say, a load of lambs in there or a load of hay or a load of calves, you can go in there and hit it with a card and it'd be a $10 fee so that the Farron citizens don't cover the cost of maintaining that scale. But that would be one potential project, and I think I talked a little bit in that meeting, maybe around $30,000 to $50,000 for it. I'll be writing my thoughts down how they came up. So that was $60,000 for sheriff, $100,000 ish for the library.
And none of this is coming from actual estimates that we've gone out and
None of it. This is just thought.
This is just ballpark.
Swag.
And then the Huntington Senior stuff.
And the Huntington Senior. Yeah. And there was, is there one more thing in there? Mm-hmm. Was that everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was everything. But then there was an extra, a little bit of a buffer just in case a project comes up that we need to have. So that $300,000 isn't really necessarily planned on being used, every penny of it. It was just to give us a little buffer, another little project somewhere. We wouldn't have to open up budget.
Do you have anything, Commissioner, that you're thinking?
No, I like the landscaping at the, I don't know what Rose talked to you about, but that'd be nice to get done before we get over ridden by weeds and other things there. So I like that.
Won't be many weeds. There's no water.
It might rain.
You don't have to feed them.
Okay.
No, right. I don't have anything, but I think having a little bit extra in there just in case would be good.
Okay. So what we're looking for then is a motion.
I move that we leave public hearing and enter a regular meeting.
I'll second.
Then we have been seconded to leave public hearing and go into a regular meeting. Jensen?
Yes.
Leonard?
Yes.
Warwood, yes. Okay.
So we're not approving, just to be clear here on this. Oh, sorry.
I
jumped ahead on. We're not approving necessarily these projects, just that we're amending the budget, correct?
Right.
What?
We're moving some money so that you could have the possibility of doing some projects.
So before you begin them, you would need to get approval.
Right.
Yes. Yep. That's all I'll make clear.
We'd
that
have
this
to go
isn't
through a bid process and everything. Yeah.
And then, Brenda, how will this be done on a claim form or just like a letter from?
Just on a claim form from LBA.
From LBA to
the
library.
County with a letter attached.
Okay. From LBA to the county, not to the library,
right,
on a claim.
Okay.
And do we have to approve this in commission meeting then, too, with that approval?
Well,
we're only doing the amended budget. We're not doing the projects, though.
Right, so the projects would have to
come back through
in LBA.
You'd have to go through the whole bid process with everything.
Okay.
Done. And I'm assuming on the Farron project, if they've got involvement in it, we'd have to have some kind of agreement with them on
what,
how that money would work.
Yep.
So, all right. So now we're to the point that we need an approval of amending the 2026 budget of the Emory County LBA.
I'd move that we amend the budget in the amount of $300,000 more for the 2026 budget of the Emory County Local Building Authority.
I'll second.
And move and second that we amend the 2026 budget for the Emory County Local Building Authority by increasing it to $300,000. Jensen?
Yes.
Leonard?
Yes.
Warwood, yes. Okay. Any other business for the LBA? It's not on the agenda.
I don't have any.
I'd entertain a motion to adjourn then.
I'd move to adjourn.
Okay, we're adjourned.